She collapsed onto a chair and felt depression descending on her like dust on a polished table. Not that she wanted Freddy to ask her out. She'd long ago decided his curly hair and neon smile weren't for her. But if he started up a serious affair with Rosie, there'd be no more cosy little dinners, no more Rosie and Bella united and gossiping together against the rest of the cast. Still, it was nice for Rosie. Where's he taking you? Somewhere cheap. He's amazingly mean. Do you think one earring looks sexy? No, silly. As though you'd lost the other one. There was a knock on the door. It was Tom, the doorman.
There's a Mr. Enriquez downstairs, Miss Parkinson. Wonders if he could come up and see you.
Oh, said Bella, suddenly excited. What's he like?
Looks all right, said Tom,
fingering a £5 note in his pocket. Not a schoolboy. Tom shook his head. Nor a dirty old man.
Nah, quite a reasonable sort of bloke. Bit of a knob, really. Plumbing a mouth voice and wearing a monkey suit.
Oh, go on, Bella, said Rosie. He might be super. All right, said Bella. I can always tell him to go if he's ghastly.